This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man well and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man stole his face. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Me damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. President Donald Trump has chosen Judge Neil Gorsuch to be his nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court. I am sure that the liberal outrage will ensue. We've already heard that, but I don't think there's anything they can really do. They're gonna have to pick their battles. They're gonna have to choose, pick and choose who they're going to oppose. I think what's happened though is that because Donald Trump has done so much in the last day 12 of the. Of the Trump administration, I think he's really overwhelmed the media. The media doesn't know quite what to do, what to bitch about, because if they concentrate on this over here, then Trump is going to do this over there. So I just think that everybody needs to just in the media just chill out. And of course, you've heard this, right? If we don't let Muslims into America, they're going to kill us. How many times have we heard that? Huh? Have you heard that recently? And that ISIS is using Trump's executive order to recruit terrorists, right? We've heard that too. In fact, this is Representative Moulton. He's a Democrat, I think from Connecticut. Anyway, I want to play this. Soundbite for you here, because this is the chorus from everyone. You know, they're gonna kill us. We gotta be nice to them. And this is the most asinine thing I've ever heard in my life. If we somehow don't capitulate.
Thanks, Mr. Seth Maltin, because I know you've got experience four tours in Iraq. What does this do? I want to go through some categories of people. People who were our translators over there. The language barrier was enormous. These people are the ones who risked their lives to help you guys fight that war, defend their country against terrorism. The people who are our allies in government around the world, all the way from Jordan, that's been a friend of ours forever, and all the other countries that have been with us. What does this do to the people and the governments that have been allied with our country against terrorism?
Well, it shows that we don't care about supporting them and that we're willing to abandon them under this new president. And it is absolutely a major threat to our national security. ISIS is already using the Trump's executive order and his rhetoric during the campaign to recruit terrorists and to incite attacks against Americans, both at home and against our troops abroad. But when you talk about these Muslim allies who are so important to...
It's so stupid. I mean, it really is. I mean, you just, there's the chorus. It's ridiculous. Trump's executive order is going to get Americans killed, Senator Murphy declared, the Connecticut Democrat, joining a chorus of the clueless, warning us that if we don't let Muslims into America, they're going to join ISIS and kill us. Right? I mean, it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. And of course, we've got the usual suspects like John McRhino and Senator Lindsey Grahamnesty. Here's what Lindsey Graham said. A self-inflicted wound in the fight against terrorism. Senator Ben Sasse, the terrorist recruiters win by telling kids that America is banning Muslims. Senator Heitkamp. Confirms the lie terrorists tell their recruits that America is waging a war on Islam. No, Islam is waging a war on us. Senator Cardin went one better by whining that keeping potential Islamic terrorists out, and I quote, promises to make the U.S. less safe and places our courageous servicemen and women in even greater danger as they fight against terrorism. Just tell that to the Marine shot and killed by a Muslim immigrant at a Chattanooga recruiting station and Naval Reserve Center. There's only one problem with this hostage crisis theory of immigration, because that's exactly what it is. It's a hostage crisis theory. It's insane. It's insane. If they go off and join ISIS, if we don't let them in, what happens when we do let them in? I see, because if we let them in, they're not going to go join ISIS. Right, because that's worked out really well in the past. Why would we take in people who express such disdain for our system of laws? Why? I mean, think about it. If you don't like a certain policy, you protest. You write a letter to your congressman or senator. You don't plant a pressure cooker bomb next to people or stab college students with a butcher knife. Let us in or we'll kill you is the least compelling immigration argument that I've ever heard in my life. But yet, I keep hearing this over and over again. Well, we've got to let them in, because if we don't let them in, then they're going to kill us. Does that make any sense to anybody listening? It's insane. And yet, it's the same idiots that keep saying this over and over and over again. Like we're supposed to believe it. Come on. I mean, does anyone believe this? I mean, really? Whenever I listen to this argument, it's amazing to me. And people sit there and nod their heads like it's real. They go, oh, yeah, you're right. It's true. It's a recruitment tool. Such a silly, stupid thing to say. I really wish that somebody would, one of these pundits would go, no, it's stupid. What are you talking about? It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. Imagine if you told the bully, listen, please don't hit me. I'll be nice to you. What do you think the bully's going to do? He's going to smack you across the face. I mean, come on. And again, this is coming from Republicans. When you see this, by the way, when you hear this and you see this, just remember something. Those people are idiots. Because in the real world, nobody would ever do this in the real world. It only happens in a bizarro world. We'll be right back.
back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. So, if we don't let Muslims into America, they're going to kill us. Let us in or we'll kill you. That's got to be the least compelling immigration argument I've ever heard in my life. Let us in or we'll kill you. Really? Because I keep hearing this from everybody, every single pundit. Those on the left and the Republican establishment is telling me this. Let us in or we'll kill you. Really? Oh, well, I'm going to definitely let you in. So we have our current wave of terror going on. Despite legalizing some 100,000 Muslims a year. So if we don't manage 100,000 this year, people like John McCain are saying that maybe more of the 100,000 from a few years ago will join ISIS and start killing us. And if we don't legalize 100,000 5 years from now, the 100,000 coming into the country this year will become the terrorists of tomorrow. Really? Let's just take a little step back here. ISIS recruitment has nothing to do with our immigration policy. Unless the world's greatest ISIS recruiter was Obama. ISIS has had zero recruitment problems under Obama, and Obama was the most friendly president to Muslims that we've ever had. There was no shortage of Muslims lining up to run over, rape, behead, bomb, and mutilate non-Muslims, even when his refugee policies bent over backwards to favor Muslims. Okay? In fact, of the Syrian refugees that have been let in so far, did you know this? 99% are Muslims. Okay? 99%. Instead, we have this lone wolf terrorism deal. Okay? We've heard that too. We've got to be careful of the lone wolves or the self-actualized terrorists. At the height of Mr. Obama's pro-Islamist policy, ISIS was picking up about 2,000 new recruits a month. Even as he rolled out a plan to fight ISIS with aggressive tweeting, the Islamic State gained tens of thousands of recruits. There were investigations of ISIS sympathizers in every state, and hundreds of Muslim settlers in America had traveled to join ISIS. Others carried out terror attacks here. Since none of this is, of course, Mr. Obama's fault, the media took to blaming random people who might make Muslims hate us. A guy who posted a YouTube video was blamed for a Muslim terror assault on our diplomatic compound in Benghazi. Hillary saw to it that he went to jail. A pastor who planned to burn the Quran got a phone call from the commander of the United States Central Command. Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer suggested that burning the Quran might not be protected by the Constitution. Assistant Attorney General Thomas Perez refused to rule out blasphemy laws. None of this shameless, unconstitutional pandering to terrorists stopped or even slowed down the tide of Muslim terror attacks. No ISIS recruit lifted a sword and then refused to behead a crying Kurdish teenager because Obama offered Muslims an incredibly generous refugee policy. Instead, Islamic terror got worse under Mr. Obama. The same was true in Europe. ISIS had no difficulty finding recruits despite the generous migration policies of the European Union. Germany opened the doors to Muslims and suffered a series of devastating Islamic terrorist attacks. After a million refugees, ISIS still had no trouble finding recruits. Some of these recruits were the very refugees Germany had taken in. Islamic migration didn't make Germany any safer. It didn't prevent ISIS from finding recruits. Instead, opening the borders filled Germany with potential ISIS recruits. Excuse me. Just as taking in large numbers of Muslims filled our country with potential ISIS recruits, ISIS recruitment numbers fell for reasons having nothing to do with our immigration policy. Muslims stopped joining the Islamic State because it was losing. Islam only cares about winning. Either you're killing non-Muslims or you're a loser. Muslim martyrs don't die for their beliefs. They die while killing others for their beliefs. If you really want to cut down on ISIS recruitment, the best way to do that is by beating Islamic terrorists. Leftists argued that our presence in Iraq was feeding Al-Qaeda recruitment. So Obama pulled out, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq turned into the Islamic State and became its own country. It went from a small group of terrorists to fielding an entire army. Obama's pullout from Iraq allowed ISIS recruiters to build a country and an army. Appeasing Islamic terrorists doesn't work. It has never worked, and it will never work. Closing the door on Muslim terrorists doesn't endanger us. Opening the door does. Closing the door on terrorists won't get Americans killed. Opening the door has gotten Americans killed. When we are told that limiting Islamic immigration will make Muslims more likely to kill us, we are letting Islamic terrorists take our immigration policy hostage. Islamic immigration is the gun held to our heads and the demand enforced by that gun. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
When America can't find a hero, it finds a villain. Welcome to the Terror Dome.
Would you join me, please, in welcoming
Redeem a fool of college.
I got so much trouble on my mind. Refuse to lose. Here's your ticket. The drama get wicked. The clue to you to put the back to black attack. So I smack and tap and slap the Mac. Now I'm ready to mic it. Here's my favorite system, Rolo. Never be a brother like me, go solo. Laser Anastasia Major. Raise the blazer, brain and train ya.
The Edward Woodson Show.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Well, it looks like the Democrats' decision to boycott the Senate Finance Committee's confirmation hearings for two of President Donald Trump's cabinet appointees has backfired. Yeah, they decided that, you know what, they were just going to hold up. I guess this was in response to Donald Trump's a Supreme Court nominee, or the travel restrictions, or take your pick. So they decided that they were going to just boycott it, not show up. And so Republican senators on the Finance Committee, the panel that oversees the nominations of former Goldman Sachs partner Steve Mnuchin for Treasury Secretary and Representative Tom Price for Secretary of Health and Human Services, they convened for a second day without any Democrats present. Traditionally, committee rules require at least one Democrat be present to establish a quorum. But in what Finance Committee Chairman Orrin Hatch described as extraordinary circumstances, the Senate Republicans voted Wednesday to suspend the committee's rules. On Tuesday, Democrats stalled proceedings by choosing not to show up, bringing Price and Mnuchin's nominations to a halt. So on Wednesday, with suspended rules, the committee's 14 Republicans voted successfully to move Trump's nominees to the full Senate without any of the panel's 12 Democrats present. Didn't turn out so good, did it? Democrats, on their own accord, refused to participate in the exercise, Hatch said, according to CNN. They have nobody to blame but themselves. Hatch said the decision was approved by the Senate parliamentarian and told reporters that the move was just utilization of the rules, adding that he wouldn't have done it had the parliamentarian not expressed approval. The committee chairman said he had not spoken to ranking Democrat Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat from Oregon, about the decision. I don't feel a bit sorry for them, Orrin Hatch said. Though Democrats argued they had unanswered questions for both Mnuchin and Price, it is unlikely Republicans will cooperate now that both nominees have gone on to the full Senate. In fact, Hatch said Wednesday morning, I don't care what they want at this point. Despite Wednesday's headline-making decision, Democrats are sticking with the boycotting tactic. All righty then, because it worked out so well for you. CNN's Phil Mattingly reported that Senate Democrats are boycotting the vote on Scott Pruitt, Trump's nominee to head the Environmental Protection Agency. However, multiple Trump nominations still coming down the pike. The Finance Committee's move today could set a new precedent for how Republicans deal with Democrat obstructionism. As the rules exist currently, Trump's Supreme Court pick, Neil Gorsuch, the highest profile nomination so far, requires 60 Senate votes to be confirmed, as it stands now. However, if they don't get the 60 votes, and there's a chance that might not happen, then the Senate Republicans can just change it and invoke the nuclear option, which would be just changing the rules and saying that we want 51%. I mean 51 votes, not 51%, my bad. Although it would be 51%, wouldn't it? Oh, yeah. It seems like the Democrats, I think it's just really such a bad PR move for them, frankly. Because for how long did we hear about how the Republican Party were obstructionists? And now it's the Democrats that are the obstructionists. Excuse me. Get over this cold. I can't shake it. And the worst is I'm constantly talking. So you'll have to really excuse me. Hold on a second. Anyway. Oh, I am so sorry. Really. Wow, really. I apologize for that. I'm sure it's really loud in your ear. Anyway, Democrats, they have really gotten to be the, as Michael Goodwin said earlier, I had him on the show, they're the party of the of secession. They're the party now of, it's really amazing how the Democrat Party, how it has fallen. I mean, and think about this. I mean, think about this for a minute. You know, we were told for like about a year and a half or so that the Republicans were destroyed, that Donald Trump had destroyed the Republican Party, that Democrats were going to win. the White House, and that the Republicans are going to lose the Senate, and they might even lose the House. Remember that? Remember that? We were told that. And that Texas was in play. Remember that? Texas. Arizona was in play. Hillary Clinton was going to pick up Arizona. None of it happened. It was just a complete lie by the media. And so, now what are Democrats faced with now? I mean, it's like every single nightmare that they could have envisioned happening is happening now. You got Trump in the White House. You got majorities in the Senate. You got majorities in the House. And now Trump is going to more than likely, Gorsuch will probably be confirmed because of the way, because of the makeup of the Senate. And he's just one. Okay, that's just one Supreme Court justice. You're going to have, because there's talk that Justice Kennedy is getting set to retire. And then, of course, you have Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who will not die. She will not die, but eventually she's going to have to either, you know, God forbid, she will eventually, I hate to say it, but eventually she's going to. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Could social media be making people more antisocial? I've been saying this for years. There's a new study out that says that social media is making people antisocial and jealous. The social media boom continues to make it easier than ever to stay in touch with loved ones in real time. But with the flourishing new technology and the ability to be connected to anyone and everyone at any time, real-life human interactions could be suffering a heavy blow. A recent global study conducted by Kaspersky Lab reveals that social media users are interacting less face-to-face than in the past, because of this newfound ability to constantly communicate and stay in touch online. In the study, researchers found that about one-third of people communicate less with their parents, 31%, partners, 23%, and children, 33%, and friends, 35%, because they can simply follow them on social media. This may be doing more harm than good in a world where editing one's life to make it appear more perfect is more appealing than, of course, reality. Under certain circumstances, they perceive their online communications as hyper-personal communication, and thus they can misread and overinterpret the messages on social media, says Dr. Astrid Karolis, media psychologist at the University of Würzburg. We feel especially close. We blind out the rather negative, focus on the possible positive intentions behind a message, and overinterpret. I mean, people do that when they just text, right? I've noticed that with just texting. Texting is the dumbest thing in the world, seriously. It's like, I've said this so many times. I don't even get this. Okay? And social media, too. I only use social media because I have to, because I've got a radio show. If I didn't have it, I would never use it. But think about this. Like when you text, okay? I mean, here we have this amazing invention, which is this phone, the cell phone. It's like an amazing thing. You got this little mini computer, right? Or I could make it analogous to, remember Star Trek when they had the communicators, right? Which is an amazing thing. I remember watching Star Trek like, wow, that's so cool, the communicators. They were like little cell phones, right? And so, technologically, we advanced to the point where, you know, we got this thing. You got this thing in your pocket. It's like amazing. You can call anybody in the world with it. And yet, we choose to type out messages, like in Morse code. It's analogous to really the telegraph, okay? My argument is that we're going back. We're actually going back technologically. We're reverting back. Because if you think about it, before the advent of the telephone, how did we communicate? We would write letters, or the latest communication tool was sending a telegram. And it was typed out in Morse code. Messages were typed out in Morse code. The telegraph operators that worked at Western Union would take your message, tapped out wherever it was, tapped out from, over the telegraph wires, and then you'd get your message. You'd get a telegram, right? It's a big deal. And then, you know, but we had wide use of telephones. And now we actually revert back to the telegraph, because that's what it is when you type out messages. You're actually reverting back. It's amazing. I don't get it. Or you see people like this happened to me the other day. I'm sure this you've noticed this. I'm driving home actually from doing the show. I'm in the car and you know, you've done this before. You come to a stoplight, and as I'm going by the cars, of course nobody's even paying attention to driving. As I'm going by the cars to stop at the light, I'm looking over and I see that glow from the driver's side of someone looking at their phone. They're actually looking down at their phone and they're typing out a message with Morse code. So stupid. When you could just actually, you know, pick up the phone and go, hey, how are you doing? What's going on? And I would argue that our messaging and our communication is actually, we're regressing. We're regressing in terms of our communication. So, and I think it is making us more antisocial. Social media is not making us social. It's making us antisocial. I mean, how many times have you walked into a restaurant and you see a group of people and they're all looking down at their phones? Nobody's talking to anybody. What is that? I don't get it. I've actually stopped people, like, you know, when I see them in restaurants and I go, hey, what are you doing? Why don't you guys talk to each other? And they kind of laugh and they go, oh, yeah, you're right. Ooh. Or how many times have you seen, like, kids and their parents, you know, toddlers? They plop them down in their little baby chair, and they set up their iPad, and they just sit there like, you know, zombies looking at the screen. It's amazing. Of course it's making us less antisocial. Of course it's making us jealous, because it's not based on any reality. My God. So, why, I mean, think about it. Why are we doing this? And then, you know, you gotta look at how many likes you had. That gives you some kind of worth in our culture. Well, I got 100 likes. Yeah, and or somebody will say, well, he only got like dude, he only got like 3 likes, dude, on that post. What a loser. He only got 3 likes. I mean, look at my likes. I'm a better person. Think how stupid it is. And we're tapping away at the phone, you know. I don't get it. I don't get it. And then you're the weirdo, right? If you point this out to people. Because I point this out to people all the time. Hey, what are you doing? Just pick up the phone. You know? I mean, I get it. If you're in a meeting or something, it's a great tool. But see, most people don't even do that. They just sit there and they text each other constantly. And I'm sure you've seen this. It could be people sitting next to each other and they're texting each other. It's like so bizarre. This is progress. We're taking a step back. And I think it's going to do irreparable harm to kids and their brains. And they're going to turn into mush. This is what Theodore Kaczynski talked about. Although he was crazy, but the man had a point. Because it's insane. Okay? It's insane. And of course, once my show ends, I will tell you to please like us on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. And oh yeah, check out my website. So, I am out of time. Go check out my website. Like us on Facebook, The Edward Woodson Show, and follow me at Ed Woodson Show on Twitter. It is truly an honor and a privilege to be with you every day to give you your fair share of the truth, because you're entitled to it. Good day, America. I'm out.
Thank you for tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.